Okay, because now you've qualified, all right? You have qualified to be able to be in that choir. Thank you so much for helping us out, for doing that with enthusiasm, excitement, with joy. I got to give you all some clapping lessons. I mean, if you notice, I gave up on trying to do it when you all do it. I just said, I'm just going to keep clapping the whole time. And Diana told me to look at Rick's foot. I kid you not, he didn't move his feet. Well, I'm like, well, what kind of a setup is that? I don't know. I don't know how that is, but that's what happened. I'm sure you all are familiar with the old joke about the farm animals all getting together and how much they really, really love their farmer and all the ways that he takes care of them. And they decide they're going to honor him with a breakfast. And they're all very excited. And the cow says, I'm going to give some milk. And the chicken says, I'm going to give some eggs. And I think we need to have bacon too. And they're all just so excited except for the pig. And they ask him, what's the matter, Mr. Pig? Why aren't you excited? He goes, you guys are making a donation. You're asking me to make a commitment. Yeah, it's not gonna work so much for me. But that commitment is 100%, which is why I don't drink 2% milk. Because I don't know what's the other 97% made of. And when I tell people that, they go, Don, your math is wrong. And I tell them, I said, you know, if I had a nickel for every time people tried to tell me that my math was wrong, I would have exactly $2.83. Which is probably why I shouldn't teach math. 100% commitment. Our scripture talks about giving our whole selves to God and being a living sacrifice. And we all know the song, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. But there are very few songs that say, Lord, prepare me to be a sacrifice. Because the problem with being a living sacrifice is that living sacrifices tend to crawl off the altar. They don't want to be a living sacrifice. They're just fine with the way things are. They don't want that kind of change to happen, that happens when we give ourselves wholly over to God. I wanted to read it to you in a different translation in the Message. Now, this is not a word-for-word translation, okay? The only thing close to the Greek on this translation is the fact that Greek is a language and this is a language. All right, but the idea is it tries to capture the thought. And so this is the way Peterson writes it in Romans 12, the first two verses. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings out the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. This is the word of the Lord, and it can be trusted. God wants to be able to work a transforming power in our lives, a transforming power of grace. And for that to happen, we have to be able to offer our whole selves to God. We can't keep a little bit back. We can't say, God, I'll give you all my time except for Saturday night. We can't say, God, I give you my whole self except for my mind. Hello, we have enough brainless, mindless people out there pretending to be a Christian. We don't need anything more than that. In our passage, it talks about the fact that our bodies are important. That's part of what we present to the Lord. We're having a class today talking about reminding us of the importance of caring for our bodies as a gift from God. When we come to church, we don't leave our bodies in the narthex. We walk in, we stand up, we sit down, we sing. We're using our whole bodies in worship. Some of you even sleep. You're all participating in ways that call for our bodies. Our bodies are important, and that's why God created them. Jesus came in bodily form, came as a baby and had to grow up to become an adult, growing and maturing just the same the way we do. In the passage it says, present your bodies. Are you hearing the plural? Present your bodies. And then it says, as a living sacrifice. But that's singular. That's singular. That's why Paul uses body as a metaphor, as an image of what it means to be a Christian. It means to be in church. It means to be a part of the community. Otherwise, the sacrifice is incomplete. We're all familiar with 1 Corinthians 12 and the image of the body and the hands and the feet and the eyes and all of that going together. All of them are important. He doesn't say one part's more important than the other. He talks about how they are all important. They help make us who we are. And in that way, we are transformed into a sacrifice that is holy and acceptable to God. You say, why is that important? Because unless everybody is included, then that sacrifice is not holy and acceptable to God. If all of a sudden we're leaving people out because of this or because of that, then that's not a sacrifice. And that's not holy and acceptable to God. God's intention that everybody, what we always say, everybody means everybody. All people. That is what makes it holy, except until we acknowledge that all people are children of God, created by God, loved by God, redeemed by God, until we acknowledge that gift that God has given us, then the sacrifice is not acceptable. It's not holy. It's not until we all come together that we recognize that we are all members of one another. Then we are complete. The one singular sacrifice can only be holy when the whole body is present, when the whole body is totally one. Without that, there is no spiritual worship. Without that, there is no transforming. Without that, we are only conforming to what the world thinks, instead of sharing with the world what God thinks and the vision that God has for all people and for all of creation. We're all disturbed. We're all saddened by the hateful and decidedly unchristian words that are spoken by others as they sow seeds of hate and division and injustice that just continue to act as if they are speaking for all of us. But they only speak for us when we don't speak for ourselves. We are called to speak up and speak out. We are called to live up to the dream that God has. We are called to live out the vision that God has for all of creation. We are called to think, act, and express ourselves. That's the best witness we have, being able to worship God. We're called to be people of conviction, not conformity. To live out a moral nobility, not a social respectability. To follow a higher loyalty than just ourselves or how we happen to feel about it at that particular moment. Do you ever do the hokey pokey? All right, remember I preached about it a few years ago. Remember, you put the left leg in, remember you take it out, put the right arm in, you take it out. What, you put it in, you got to shake it about, turn yourself around and all that. But it's not complete until the whole body goes in. Only then is the song really complete. And then at the end of the song, we're able to say, that's what it's all about. The same is true for Christianity. The same is true for discipleship. Until we put our whole selves in, we are failing to be the living sacrifice God requires of us, that God calls for us, that God's grace is all about for us. It's not until we give our complete selves that otherwise we are incomplete. And let's be clear, it's God's grace that makes us complete. It's living out that grace that helps us to complete the creation that God intends. You know, we're getting ready to sing the song, Prepare Me to Be a Sanctuary. And the way that that song works, and for that to be able to happen, is the first thing we need to do is put our whole selves in. We have to be willing to make a living sacrifice, because ultimately that's what it's all about. If we keep hesitating, if we keep staying silent, if we are discouraged from speaking out or living out, then the dream becomes a nightmare. We're the ones that keep that dream and vision before the Lord. We're the ones that are able to share with God through God's word that everyone means everyone, that we cannot have a holy and acceptable sacrifice before the Lord if not everyone is on the altar. And the only one everyone, way people can all come to the, is when we include all people, treating all people with equality, treating all people with respect. When everyone is included, then the picture is complete. Then we become the harmony that God intends. God intends color and diversity. God intends all of those notes, every voice to be heard. God expects and calls us to be. We all remember Martin Luther King Jr. We all remember the I Have a Dream speech. But God had a dream and a vision way before Martin. The moment of his creation. And he looked it all over and he said, it is good. It is exactly what I intended. Not one tree, many trees. Not one flower, many flowers. Not one animal, many animals. Not one human being. Male and female, God created them. Said, go forth, multiply. Share my dream, share my vision. Care for one another. Care for the creation I am giving you. Be the vision, be the dream that gives people hope, that shares with them the good news of my grace, to let them know that the truth of God is that God loves all people. And until we all come together, our sacrifice is incomplete. Holy and acceptable only happens when everyone is included. Amen.